guys, what's up? Welcome back to Bees, Wax, and Birdsong. This is Joy, and I'm just going to talk about today something that I've noticed going on in teens' lives among high school, because I'm currently in 10th grade, and just a few things going on in the teen world, as some of you may call it. Drooling and drugs are a big issue among high school students. I personally do not struggle with it, but I have seen it among other students, and it just makes me wonder what people are doing with their lives. Like, there are so many different ways that people could have such an outlook on life and just find a different way to deal with their problems instead of just smoking a joint with the bros or hitting the jewel. There's so many other outlooks, and people see it as a getaway. They have nothing else they can do to get away from their issues besides juuling. And it's quite a large issue that I see, at least, because I know a few people who juul. It's just a big problem, and the accessibility of it is just disturbing to me. The juul industry is going, out the window, and it's just disturbing to me. It's going out, but they're also putting it online, which makes it more accessible to teens, which is a bit disturbing to see, teens could have such a reach on it. Personally, I've seen girls who have, asked adults to go into stores and buy it for them, but now that they have online accessibility to this, it's now easier than ever for them to get buzzed or high. This is just my personal opinion on this, and this is only a part one to much more that's going to be spoken about this. But I just see it as a problem, and there needs to be a way for it to be stopped. Part two of the podcast. Now we're going to talk about more of the meaning of beeswax and birdsong. When I was creating this podcast and thinking of a name, I typed in the letter B and beeswax came up, and an idea popped into my head. People always are talking about how honey is such an alternative option to sugars and all this natural stuff, people trying to blend into society's more natural outtake, and bird songs, how everyone's talking about the beautiful birds and how they're so beautiful. But nobody ever talks about the beeswax, what's left over after honey, or the songs that birds create, that are called bird songs, and how they're used in multiple ways as, grabbing other birds' attention, or a warning, or a mating call. It's just many overlooked things in this society, and I'm trying to give rise to these situations so that more people like you, the listener, may know more about these things, and just a way to get my opinion out there and a way to get unspoken about opinions and things that aren't mostly arisen to in conversation can come up and they become more popularly talked about. Such as maybe poaching, for example. I did see something today on that. It was quite disturbing, but we saved that for another time. But just give rise to some stuff that needs to be talked about. It can't be overviewed. It's something that society is trying to hide, and we are trying to overlook it. Which I find to be disturbing. We can't, get out there and make things, viewed. We can't get these things put onto the news. I just find that a little disturbing, but I hope y'all are having a great day, and I hope y'all enjoyed this first part of this podcast, This is just an introduction to Team Julie and just an introduction to this podcast channel. So thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Please share this podcast with others because I will be creating some more soon. And thank you for spending your time listening to the podcast.